morning, WMFO. Mike on the mic here. How you doing? It's about 10 a.m. here at WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm here till 11, along with Bill Gleed, and we'll have our guest Riley with us in just a second. Let me tell you about some of the songs that we played. A little bit frazzled here, and I was going downstairs to bring Riley upstairs. So we started off a little while ago with an excellent track from Ray LaMontagne's new CD called Ouroboros. I believe that's how it's, I don't know how you say that, but it's a cool song called Part One, Hey No Pressure, followed up by a Bill request. Thank you, Bill. Pink Floyd, From the Wall, that was Young Lust. David Bowie, from the Hero CD way back in 77, that'd be 1977. Right was that one. The Jeff Healey Band, from the Cover to Cover CD, As the Years Go Passing By. Always love that track. It gets better every time that I play that. Elton John from, again, way back in 1972's Tumbleweed Connection. That was Ballad of a Well-Known Gun. Hollywood Vampires came up first, even though I said it was going to be Weezer. That's the band with Johnny Depp and Alice Cooper on vocals. Yeah. That was really cool. It was a Zeppelin cover, Whole Lot of Love.
Whole Lot of Love.
Very nice, and just had some brand new from
that's
Weezer.
That's a perfect wedding song.
It really is. Yeah. Maybe for you. Brand new from Weezer. Rivers Cuomo says he's working hard on the Black Album, and this is just, I don't know if this is going to be on the Black Album or not, but that was L.A. Girls. Sounds very Weezer-ish. Mm. I like that a lot. I like the way Weezer sounds. Some bands, don't you realize, they just sort of sound the same all the time. And it's kind of good and it's kind of bad.
Well, you know, sometimes that's the thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so it's just after 10 a.m., at WMFO, and I'm awfully happy to look across the table to see a smiling Riley Pinkerton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wait, let me turn your mics on. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Any trouble finding us?
Not at all.
It's pretty good. I give good directions, right?
Excellent.
The GPS actually helped, I'm sure. Okay, so you are a singer-songwriter. Right now you're in New York.
Correct.
But I believe that you hail from Michigan?
I do.
You do. So, I know you grew up there because I see on your Facebook profile that you went to school there and everything. Were you like a performer, or did you start doing that when you were young and in middle school?
Yeah, but I started writing songs. They weren't very good when I was 14.
Oh.
Started playing guitar when I was 15.
Okay.
So it dates back that far.
Okay.
I suppose, I don't know.
See, and back then, Bill and I went to school together, and, you know, we had all kinds of musical activities we could do. We were both in the band.
Exactly. Yeah,
did you do something like that, too?
I was in the art wing all the time. I actually never took music classes.
Hmm. When's the first time? You just picked up the guitar on your own?
I had two friends at the time. They were brother and sister. And they both played guitar. And I was trying to play keyboards to this day.
That's what
I
do.
That's the best I can do is try.
Yeah.
I can't play.
Mikey's lying to you. He's a trombonist.
Yeah, that too.
Okay,
that
he's
too.
He's a trombonist.
Yeah, so I feel your pain. but yeah, keyboards are my thing. It's been a little while, though. Now that I'm an old man, I'm all arthritic, too. But this is not about me, even though I always make it about me.
Well,
so, okay, so those two, that brother and sister, had you started playing guitar. Did you play in a band with those guys way back then?
Yeah, we had a band for, like, one show.
Yeah.
But we got together, and we'd write, and that's what got me interested in music and feeling like it was something that I could do. And then,
it was a darn fine show, too, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great.
It was awesome.
In a Mexican restaurant.
Good. That's
really?
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Really?
Sagebrush Cantina in Lake Orion, Michigan.
Very nice. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Jinx. So, you know what, I you know, we've known each other about 3 weeks off and on. We've had a couple of conversations, so I don't know you too well, which is good to be able to sort of get on the radio and let things come out. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed about you, from both your music and from your bio, is you're very cerebral, and I like that.
Thank you.
You know, it's even the bio that I found and that you provided for me, I'll just read a little bit from it. Riley Pinkerton was raised in an artistic and musical household, which has provided her with a foundation that has fully supported her since she began singing, playing, and writing in her early teens. Listen to this paragraph, everybody. Lyrically inspired by human behavior, mental process, and human interactions on an individual scale, Pinkerton catalogs interactions between society and the natural world and their ensuing consequences. Take that in for a second. Composing on and primarily self-accompanied by guitar, she weaves comparative, poetic, fictional tales and often cautionary, melodic short story songs in addition to metaphorical and cathartic pieces.
that's actually pretty far out. That
it is.
I mean, it sounds like she's doing what I'm trying to do with poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very cool. I'm dying to hear. Dying to hear it. And I want to comment too, because she's brought with her to play this morning what I find a fascinating instrument, because it's an electric guitar that can be played acoustic. It's a resonator guitar. So you've been to Jackson, Mississippi, have you? Because I mean that's like right out of the blue. So I mean, I can't wait to hear what you're going to play, because I bet it's going to be fantastic.
It's very cool, and you've got your first EP out, and this just came out this January, right? Just right now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's entitled "Do You Have a Car?" And you must say it that way without an upward lilt at the end, because there is no question mark.
No question.
Why don't you use question marks?
There are certain questions that I believe are more statements than they are questions.
Okay. So, do you have a car? If you were to say that to me, it's not asking me if I have a car. It's more like,
I need a ride right now.
All right. Perfect. Absolutely got to go.
So, you don't have a car?
Correct. I do not have a car.
Okay. Well, you know, that's good, though. That's good.
All right. Well, this is a 5-song EP, and it's a fine one as well. You've requested the first track that we play is one called Frankenstein. Yeah. Tell us about Frankenstein.
Frankenstein is inspired by Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Just personage, an interesting story, right? 19-year-old girl who lost her baby and wrote Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah. So expand on that a little bit. What was your thinking behind naming it Frankenstein? I mean, is it more the lyrics, or is it more the musical stylings that made you make?
The lyrics are directly influenced by the novel. In a way, it's sort of a retelling of the story and playing off of the idea of who's the real monster. And the idea of what I liked about Frankenstein was, you know, empathizing with the monster.
Oh, sure.
Who was created not by his own choice. The idea that Victor was the monster for creating something, mm-hmm.
and the horror of it comes out of good intentions, right? It comes out of good intentions, wanting to bring back someone he's lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm curious though, because it's Mary Shelley who's influenced you. I mean, she's married to Percy Bysshe Shelley, and I've always maintained your parents have to really hate you if they give you the middle name Bysshe after Percy. But anyway, you can look at that from a feminist perspective, you know. It's a little bit weird to see Frankenstein as a feminist novel, but I can see Frankenstein as a feminist novel, and I'm wondering if her mother's Mary Wollstonecraft, and I'm wondering if you see any of that through it, or if you've thought about any of that.
I mean, I have found it interesting that I believe she wrote it as, it was like a bet sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. John Keats and her husband, Percy Bysshe Shelley. And go ahead, you tell me the story.
And then she
kicked butt on both of them.
Yeah, she did.
All right, very cool, you guys. All right, so let's listen to Frankenstein from the perspective of a would-be monster who really wasn't so monstrous. This is Frankenstein from Riley Pinkerton at WMFO.
Oh, he craves to spark a pulse and arouse a circulation. Turn his back on fellow men. Taken by his creation, what he would do to turn the gears in the mechanism of my mouth, and then made my bones and flesh so he might watch me move about. Oh, see this creature incapable
that you decided what I would do to form a single bond and prove that I am kind. Instead, you drive me to desolate your life and peace of mind. Oh, see this creature.
WMFO, and we just heard a really nice song from Riley Pickerton's new EP called Do You Have a Car? No question mark. Really asking for a ride. And that one is called Frankenstein, and as we talked about before, that's a bit from the perspective of a misunderstood monster. Anything else you'd like to... the only thing I'll say about that is I'll echo what Bill said. It's very... here's another good word for you. It's very ethereal. It's very... ethereal and brainy. You know, I mean, it just is. I really enjoy that. I always tell people too. I love it when I get to get in my car and listen to it really loud and actually concentrate on it. Because what we're doing here is we're planning the next steps and whatever as the song's playing.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was a taste of your recorded work, and I know that you want to do another one of these, but you're going to treat us to a live performance.
Yeah.
And this song is called "We're All Wild," also from "Do You Have a Car?" Which just came out, everybody, this January. And you can get this on Bandcamp, and where else can you get?
Bandcamp, I have physical CDs at all my shows, mm-hmm. and if anybody emails me, I can mail them.
And what's that email address again?
RileyPinkertonMusic@gmail.com.
RileyPinkertonMusic@gmail.com.
RileyPinkertonMusic@gmail.com. You guys are going to want to check this out for sure. Okay, so let's talk about this live performance. Another one, as I said, from Do You Have a Car? We're All Wild. Let me just read. I love the way that you put the lyrics on the back.
Thank you.
Because, you know, lyrics are... I'll tell you the truth. I love music, and the first thing that grabs me in a song is really the music. If I like the music and there's a hook, I'm hooked. And the lyrics come secondarily to me. I don't know why that's always the way it is, but I love figuring out what it was that you were thinking. Let me just read a little bit of the beginning of this, and then we'll have you play. Again, this is called We're All Wild. There's a lady in her garden, so fair and so fine is she. She walks upon her toes, and her gloves are always clean. If you get a chance to see her, you have reason to dote, for we're all wild for such beautiful folk. I love the rhymes, and I love the picture that it paints. You're welcome. Anything more to add about your thought process about the song or the lyrics before you begin?
Well, I suppose the whole message of the song is... comparing sort of what's fleeting and the more materialistic things that people get caught up in, or looks and things like that, and comparing that to what really matters, which is the stuff that's here forever.
Sort of like, to put it in crude terms, I'm going to put it in crude terms. Right? Sort of like you're writing about the difference between owning the Hummer and daydreaming through the sky roof at the stars as they go by overhead. Right?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, just crudely put it, this is me, it's comparing things that are really materialistic, not real, fake, if you will, to things that really matter.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, Riley. Again, everybody, this is called We're All Wild, Riley Pinkerton, live in Studio A.
There's a lady in her garden, so fair and fine is she. She walks upon her toes and her gloves are always clean. If you get a chance to see her, you have reason to dote. We're all wild for such beautiful folk. Have you seen old Joe's pony? She does tricks you won't believe. You can catch them at the market where he's also selling beef. If you get a chance to see her, you have reason to stare. We're all wild for that little golden mare. There's skies up in the city, scraped by the richest of mankind. Sharp men with polished shoes and cars, all the smoke you will not mind. 'Cause if you get a chance to see it, you have reason to brag. We're all wild for Mr. Moneybags.
That was really beautiful.
That was really beautiful. That
I was sitting
fantastic.
There following along with the words, just letting it weave in my mind. That was really nice.
Thank you.
That was really nice. Okay, so...
You have a very lovely voice.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So where we left off was you grew up in Michigan, and I know now somehow you've made your way to New York, and you're touring around as well with a good friend of yours, Eric, Ian.
Yes.
Right? I don't know. What is Eric? I don't know what Eric is. Ian would be it.
I have an uncle named Eric.
Oh. Well, you say Eric. I'm from Boston, so I say Eric.
I'd say Eric. I just repeated the way you pronounced it.
Yeah, well, it was one of my misspeaks. So I know that you just played last Monday, too, in Michigan,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay, what was that like? That was with Ian, right?
Yeah, we played the UFO Factory in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
And that was cool. It was a great show. We did four shows in Michigan. We started in it Ann Arbor. Had a great show at Yellow Barn. It was a really... That one was cool. It was a very intimate setting. They had a stage set up with a dock because they do plays there. So mm-hmm. we performed on a dock, and the sound system actually cut out halfway through my set. So the rest of the night, we went totally unplugged. And it made it special because...
The show must go on.
You could hear a pin drop in the place. And
beautiful.
Everyone.
Very nice. So is this an extended kind of a tour you're doing with Ian? Or?
That was just a short run of dates, and it helped me kind of stretch my legs, but also mm-hmm. be comfortable in my kind of home turf.
Now, I think that Ian is playing here, right? He's in town?
Yes, he's playing tonight. There's the Red Line Roots... I believe it's third anniversary. I hope I have the number right.
Okay.
Anniversary. And I'm afraid I don't remember the name of the venue.
That's okay. So tell us a little bit about, because when I first met you, we were introduced by a mutual friend, Mike Stewart, and I was led to believe that it would be you that would be playing with him. I imagine you'll go to the show.
Oh, yes, I'll be attending.
And will you be playing too, maybe, if he goes, come on.
Well, I know he's got a very special band set up and a set list, so
very
I don't
nice.
Know if I'll be making a cameo appearance.
You never
but I'll
know.
Be there supporting.
You never know.
And that's the Red Line Roots, right?
Yes.
Okay. I took a little bit, a little look at your Instagram as well, and I introduced myself to Buddy the Cat.
Yeah.
So he's living with you in New York?
Yeah, Buddy the Cat is, I live with my dad and his girlfriend Sarah.
Okay.
And we all live with Buddy the Cat. And okay. Buddy the Cat is an enormous orange cat.
He was sick recently.
He's just sick all around. He's a pretty gross cat.
Well, you had mentioned his vomiting, so.
Yeah. That happens sometimes, and it's always very early in the morning or very late at night.
Yeah, very loud, too, from here.
Yes. Yeah. He's so large that it's just so much louder than any cat puking I've ever heard. I can't believe this is what I'm talking about on the
Well,
radio.
This is me. is there a song, maybe, that might come about because of your experiences with good old Buddy?
You know, that's... I will think about that. I'm sure I could draw a lot of inspiration from...
I think so. I'm very allergic to cats, so I couldn't. I could listen to the song. I couldn't shake his paw or anything.
Yeah, like, you can't touch him.
Oh, he's one of
he's
those.
He's a complete jerk. Yeah. Oh. No, he's.
And that's why you love him.
Yeah, that's why we love him. He runs the apartment.
Well, as it should be. As it should be. All right. So another one of the tracks here from. Do You Have a Car? One that you're not going to play live. What's another one you think we should play?
We could listen to Marina.
Okay, that's track number one.
Yeah.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about Marina. And first of all, what made you decide to lead off the EP with Marina?
Marina is one of my oldest songs. It's one that it's funny. I've struggled with it a lot. I've played with different arrangements, different bands, and it's one where I fight with her about how I want to portray her, and then in the end I like the song enough that it's worth the struggle. So the EP is just I think a good acoustic, simple recording of it.
Okay, cool. Okay, everybody, this is from the new EP called Do You Have a Car? Riley Pinkerton, and this one's called Marina at WMFO.
She slipped into the sea, closed her eyes, and breathed in. Felt so free, but was surprised when she'd said all she could say. Said all she could say. Submerge herself with him. Submerge.
WMFO, that's Riley Pinkerton from her brand new EP just out this month called Do You Have a Car? And that was Marina. It was beautiful. You're right. It was, when you said it was kind of a nice acoustic, kind of stark track, it really was. It really was. It was nice.
I'm curious, where did you do the tracks?
At Yes Master Studios, which is actually our apartment.
It is, really?
My dad's a musician, and so he has a setup, and
I think that's fabulous. I mean it's just we were talking a little bit earlier about artists who record themselves in their own studio at home and stuff, and it's, you know, for me, like, that started with McCartney in 1970, because he was one of the only people in the world who could afford to have an 8-track studio put in his living room.
Yeah.
You know, and now
I totally mean, that, different that's, world.
That was beautiful, and you did it probably sitting at the kitchen table, right?
Well, we don't have a kitchen table,
but
the coffee table.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, you know,
downgrade.
details.
As a symbol, the kitchen table as a symbol. You know, you know, it was where you did it. So that's really. I don't know. Save me, Michael.
All right, it was beautiful for sure. All right, so Riley, let's talk a little bit more about you, and I sort of want to get into the artists who influenced you. Everybody's got some, you know. For me, it's Elton John, speaking of piano, especially old Elton John. When I was a kid in the 70s, he was it. And, you know, I did the whole thing with the glasses, and we got to meet him, too, when he came around back in the heyday in the 70s. I'll tell you that story sometime. It's a long story. It's a good story.
You tell me that one, and I'll tell you about meeting the Ramones, okay?
Okay. All right. So, you know, for me, it was Elton. You gave me, because I asked you if you would bring in a couple of artists and songs that just made you have goosebumps, and I want to talk about why I Think It's Gonna Rain Today by Randy Newman is something that not only did you include in this list, but you picked it to play first.
Well, first off, I love Randy Newman. His songwriting is remarkable. Lyrically, you know, I think he's one of the best, and his story songs, you know, his attitude.
He has a wonderfully unique point of view.
Yeah, nobody writes like Randy. I don't think anyone could get away with writing like Randy Newman besides Randy Newman. And but this track in particular is it sort of is not exactly what I love about Randy Newman, but it's so moving. It's a song that chokes me up, essentially. So it's, I don't know, that's the one that I'd want to share with people, because I could listen to it over and over and feel the same way about it.
Okay. All right. Can't wait to share it with the audience. A inspirational pick of somebody who really is important to Riley. This is Randy Newman, and I think it's going to rain today at WMFO. WMFO Medford with Randy Newman's I Think It's Going to Rain Today. Thank you, Riley. I don't know that song. That was really beautiful.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Those string arrangements, the way it starts with just simple piano and then launches into that and that the piano drops out. I just think the whole arrangement of it, so they're emotionally, I don't know.
They're almost kind of heartstrings, really,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was quite a while ago. Yeah. That was quite a while ago. He's got a full head of hair in the picture.
And, it's all dark.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was really beautiful. Really like that. I can't wait to listen to that and delve into the lyrics a little bit. Are there any other Randy Newman? You picked that one. I'm sure there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
That you really love. I'll ask you a dumb question. Short People. What do you think of that song? Was that when he jumped the shark for you?
I was introduced to him in a roundabout way, so that I was unaware of Short People until later. I mean,
probably the biggest hit he ever had.
Yeah, I suppose to me that's just the beauty of Randy Newman getting away with being Randy Newman,
mm-hmm.
And I just have to appreciate.
I gotta say too. I'm not sure that's his biggest hit anymore. I think his biggest hit is. You Got a Friend in Me.
Oh, it's another beautiful song.
That's a great song. It is a great song.
His Disney stuff.
You know, Randy Newman, you know?
Yeah, and you mentioned Disney stuff. I mean, you know, getting into the world of soundtracks. I mean, Short People, you know, I think that was on a soundtrack, was it not?
We were on a TV show soundtrack. We were like in high school, I can't remember
far. It made him infamous, you know? I mean, he's...
Yeah.
For good and for bad.
It put him on the radar for me, though. So if he hadn't done it, I wouldn't know who you were talking about right now.
Kind of me, too.
You know, I mean, when I first noticed who Randy Newman was, you know. That's what it was.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's hear another one live. And you mentioned this is another one from your EP. The EP is Do You Have a Car, available at Bandcamp. And Riley's got some actual CDs she could send to you if you email her. Was it RileyPinkertonMusic@gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
And what was that again, Bill?
RileyPinkerton@gmail.com?
No, RileyPinkertonMusic@gmail.com.
Oh, geez, no. See,
okay.
That's why I don't work at radio.
Okay. Well, who does? All right, so we're looking at In His Image. Who is he?
This is a story song. It's actually a little Randy Newman inspired. I almost suggested, and now I'm blanking on the title, but it's from James and the Giant Peach. Oh, My Name is James.
Okay.
Duh.
Yeah.
his song from that, this song is from the perspective of a little boy, struggling with, living up to his father and at the same time not fully approving of who his father is, but feeling like he has to follow in those footsteps and the struggle in that. So as far as the storytelling aspect being Randy Newman inspired.
Okay.
That's that.
Okay, if you would treat us to In His Image live here. It's Riley Pinkerton here, and In His Image live in Studio A here at WMFO.
Eyes. Well, it's hard when my mother alone in bed lays, and she looks down at me with that distant
that so much. I love the guitar too. I mean, you were talking about the guitar, Bill, at the beginning. It almost sounds banjo-ish at times.
You know, it is interesting. And while you were playing, I wanted to ask you, about female influences on your vocal styling, because I really love your voice. I mean, I really love the way your voice sounds, and it makes me think of like a young Linda Ronstadt or like Emmylou Harris or People like that.
It's very effortless.
Yeah, and it's very, it's so rich, it's full. You know, I was saying before, it's got this timbre to it that it's really got, you've got a tone there. You can't teach that. Yeah. You know, you can't teach that. You've got a gift there.
You know? Thank you very kindly. I'll admit I don't have many female artists as influences.
You didn't suggest any.
Yeah, I grew up listening to Joni Mitchell. My mom.
I can see that. Joan Armatrading.
Sorry.
Joan Armatrading, maybe.
Well, she's very industrial these days too.
Well, yeah, but just I can hear the voice.
Yeah.
Minnie Riperton. Did you ever hear Minnie Riperton?
I haven't heard.
Oh boy.
Well, she had a range from here to there.
Yeah, she did have. She had a great broad range, but some of that same timbre is there. In
good question. You know. If you were to choose a female influence, who would it be?
Besides Joan. I think Joni is pretty much the only.
Joan Jett.
No.
I used to listen to Cyndi Lauper as a kid.
Oh, what a great voice she has!
She does.
Amazing,
she has a great voice.
I don't have a range like that. You know, I've never been a belter or a. You know, I admire those ranges. I don't even try to get on that level, though.
I met her, too, because I used to intern for a radio station here in the 1980s a million years ago, and we used to put on these lunchtime concerts where people could get in and they'd get beer and hot dogs for free. Crazy. They don't do that stuff anymore.
No, but anyway,
when she came in, she was very nice, and she smiled, and everybody, she had a scarf around her neck, and she would only whisper before she would go on. Didn't want to use the voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to broadcast those live back then, and she was extremely nice, but she was just talking to us like this. She just would not talk.
Yeah.
But many times we've played her music and commented on that, the range of that voice.
Yeah, it's amazing. My dad, he's a guitar player, and he was on tour with her throughout a good portion of the 80s, and I actually just got to meet her too for the first time, and I think it's called The Cutting Room in New York City. I was seeing a show there with my dad, and Cyndi showed up, and she tripped him on the way in.
Oh, well, sure. She did. She did that to us, too.
Yeah.
She's consistent, anyway.
Yeah. I didn't come to her through music. I came to her through wrestling.
Yeah, I guess that's another way in, isn't it?
I came to her through wrestling. Pro wrestling.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, and love Cyndi. So I'll give you a choice, Riley. We've got about 15 minutes left, unfortunately. But we have a bunch more songs that you had picked for influences, and we have one more from your EP. And I believe that one is Queen's Brigade. We could either play that one, or we could play another influence and talk about, you know, why that person is really special to you and why the music is special to you. If you forgot what you put on the CD, or what you asked me to get, I can tell you again.
Oh, well,
Jeff Buckley, Nirvana, Tom Waits.
Oh, boy. I love them all so much. It might be nice to hear Jeff Buckley today.
Okay. Love Jeff Buckley.
I love Jeff Buckley.
I mean, it's so sad that, you know, what became but boy, his and he's got some, I guess, some music that was never released that's coming out now.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm very excited.
Very excited. So talk about Jeff Buckley and what he means to you.
Jeff Buckley, he's someone that one of my best friends was obsessed with, and at the time I was listening to essentially only acoustic music, and as I think most people, I only knew the Hallelujah cover of Jeff Buckley, and my friend was going on and on about, you have to listen to it. So I listened to the album a few times, and it was just big band, and not big band, but you know, a band, and the way it's produced is very modern, and well, to the 90s, and everything about it kind of put
me
off.
Some of us still think that's very modern.
And I didn't really know what to do with it, but something about it kept me listening. And I was in high school, and I was in class listening, and this song, So Real, in particular, all of a sudden it hit me like a ton of bricks. And it's after this huge instrumental build, and then he pretty much whispers, I love you. And that whole build, everything, that chaos, and then that coming down, that's when I got Jeff Buckley, and ever since then I've been obsessed.
I love this song as well. Excellent. Just love it.
Yes.
All right, I'm so glad you suggested So Real by Jeff Buckley here at WMFO.
grass is clean, my sky is blue. As I take my throne of oak, I'll stick my whole tongue out at you. I've got all my ponies broke. Look at me, don't look at me. I'm your queen and my hands are.
Morning, everybody. Mike on the mic here with Bill Gleed and Riley Pinkerton. How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. 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 And we just heard one last track off of Riley's latest EP called "Do You Have a Car?" That was the Queen's Brigade. We didn't really talk about that one. We don't have too much time, but quickly, what's that? What's that about?
Oh dear. it was in response to a lot of things changing in my life. It's definitely a different sound from the rest of the songs on the EP.
Yes.
I think it's a gateway into what a full album would entail.
And I know you are working on that.
Yes,
yeah.
Planning.
Just planning, nothing recorded or anything? Or
correct. Only demos recorded at this point and just kind of figuring out exactly what I'd like to do.
Okay, well, I hope you will share them with me because I would love to help to promote you whether you're in this area or not.
Oh,
it'd be terrific.
Me too.
Yeah, and Jane too, which we'll talk to Jane in just a second. So I want to thank you, Bill, very much
thank
for coming
you.
In today.
It's always a joy, Michael.
It was terrific.
I love doing this. It's fun.
Terrific. And Riley loved it. I want to go over just the songs that we played for everybody since you've been here. We started off with something off of the EP called Frankenstein, another one called We're All Wild that was live right here in Studio A. Then the first cut on the EP was Marina. Then a terrific track by an artist that we talked about quite a bit, Randy Newman. I Think It's Going to Rain Today with those beautiful strings. In His Image, another track from the EP, live again, In His Image. Jeff Buckley just killed us all. I love doing this when we have music lovers here in the studio. We have great speakers. We just turned it in and did a lot of grunting and sighing. It's just such a great, isn't it, right?
I'm not kidding. It's one of the best ways to listen to
it. It's just so great. It's just so great. And then speaking of great, just heard again, the Queen's Brigade, another one from the EP. Again, Do You Have a Car? And that is at RileyPinkertonMusic@gmail.com. You have a Bandcamp site. You're on Facebook, so everybody can check you out.
That's Riley Pinkerton Music. RileyPinkertonMusic@gmail.com.
That is correct.
And I have a website, which is just RileyPinkerton.com.
See, now that's easier.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Sincerely. Really. I hope you had a good time.
I had a great time. Thank you so much for
having
me.
Thank you so much. And please stay in touch, and we'd be glad to play anything that you come up with anytime.
And good luck in the future. I wouldn't be surprised if we heard some more from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, let us know when you will be making an appearance, and we'll definitely come out and see you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, so I have something new from Catfish and the Bottlemen that I'll play now. Yeah, and of course, yeah, it starts cold. This is new from them. It's called Soundtrack. And right after that, we'll talk to Jane just a little bit and get into something about the women here at WMFO.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie. I want you. And we
just too